it's really strange because it has to do a lot with Antarctica. And, you know, you always wonder, how did these people know 500 years ago plus what things look like when we really don't even know what they look like still? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, in the same here, tell me a little bit about this story here with your father and the secret maps of the ancient world.
Well, my father was born in China in 1916 to Baptist missionary parents. And as early as he learned English, he learned Chinese and at the same time learned Chinese myths and Chinese legends. And then later in life, he became a missionary himself. And so he spent many years in the Orient. But later in the Orient in 1972, he ran across in an antique shop in Korea an Asian map, which showed Fusong. Now, Fusong was a country that they talked about in the legends, this fabled land to the east, and it was called the beautiful country to the east, and the map actually showed where Fusong was, and it was the American coastline. And he said at the time, he became so weak he had to sit down. He said, oh my goodness, you know, this is showing exactly where Fusong was, and it was America. They were coming to America.
Charlotte, this map, which is it's kind of difficult to you know, pick up things.
Right.
I've been looking at it at your website, harrismaps.com, and we've got a link with the map at coasttocoastam.com right now. It is a little confusing, so explain it to me.
Okay. Okay. You have to start out realizing it's a very primitive map, and everything is really not scale, especially in the water in the ocean area. If you start looking at the middle, just like the 1602 map that's being shown at the Library of Congress right now, China and Japan, Korea are in the middle. And then if you move to the left or to the west, you'll see Africa hanging down like a sack. And then above that, you can see the Mediterranean and Europe above that. And then if you move to the far right side, that's where North and South America would be, that arch that looks like a circle, but it's arching around. And if you take a globe and look at it, that's really the way that the Americas do. They actually form an arc. And even on the 1602 map and on a current Chinese world map, North and South America arc around like that.
Based on the map, what are we theorizing here?
Well, we're theorizing that Chinese came to America at very early dates. Now, there was a Chinese document that was written sometime between 2200 and 2000 BC that talked about Fusong and talked about Fusong in detail. And so this actually measures up with that, what they were talking about in this document. Now, at one time there had been a map, reportedly been a map with this 2200 BC Chinese document, which is called the Shan Hai Jing, the Book of the Mountains and the Seas, or a geography book. And in the Shan Hai Jing, they actually went to all ends of the earth, but what I've concentrated on is the Eastern journeys.
So you're saying basically the Chinese came to this portion of the world, the coastlines of North and South America, 3,400 years before Christopher Columbus, right?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Well, the archaeology is adding, is showing that too, both in Asia and in the Americas. You know, that there have been peanuts that have been found in China and more than one location that date before 2000 BC.
How might they have gotten here?
To China?
To the North and South America regions.
There are powerful currents in the ocean, and even a very small boat, if it's caught in this current, it's like a riptide. And you know, anybody that lives near the ocean is familiar with how a riptide acts. It will just drag you along, and you have to purposely get out of it, or you will end up on the American coastline. In fact, anybody can just Google Pacific Ocean currents and see how these currents work, that they actually drag things over from Asia to the Americas. And they've dragged many ships, disabled ships, they've dragged them over. And a lot of different things they've dragged over.
What do you think the size of the ships might have been? You know, remember the old Thor Heyerdahl Kon-Tiki episodes where he was in, you know, a smaller raft-like boat to try to prove where they went. How big do you think this boat might have been?
You mean the very first one?
Yeah, if you had to guess.
Oh, you know, I don't really know, but I know that they still on the coast of South America have some of the old raft-type ships with the centerboards. That with the centerboards, they can actually get the boat to go in the direction that they want it to, and that would enable them to catch the current. Some of these rafts, they said, were big enough that they had a house on them that could hold 100 people. You know, Asians are usually smaller than Caucasians.
Yeah.
You know, probably wouldn't be 100 Caucasians in there, especially
right.
with the size we are now.
And I assume once they landed, did they go back or did they just stay?
Well, for the peanut to be over there in Asia, somebody had to go back.